from the boys' club.
Has there ever been any problem? So, or I guess that's one, but problems like that with the, or have you ever felt like there's been an issue with blacks sort of taking over? Like there's been this idea that whites feel like blacks are getting, there are too many blacks coming in. We don't want so much of a black presence in town. We don't want too many blacks here, you know. 8% is enough, and that's good enough. We don't want any more.
No, I never felt like that.
So I have a question. Nowadays, do the black folks still all live in one area of town together, or is it more mixed up? Because it sounds like when you first moved here, the black folks all sort of lived close together. Did you guys live in the same area together?
You know, like you were saying, that there weren't many blacks here when you
no,
came.
No, there wasn't.
And so then you got two churches, and so there must have been enough to get two churches instead of having one. But then we talked about the schools were still in the black, where the blacks lived, and the churches were where the blacks lived. But then we got to the point where we have integration, right? So blacks were going to the black schools, and slowly blacks could go to black stores and stuff and restaurants. So has there gotten to a point then where blacks no longer are living just among other blacks, that blacks now live in some places where whites live, or maybe whites live where blacks live? Is has that happened yet, where it's not just blacks living in a black section of town? And
so the black people over here and the white people over here?
No, it ain't not like that.
It's not like that anymore?
I think you were confused.
What?
Okay, do the blacks live anywhere they want to live in Roswell now?
Can you move wherever you want to?
You feel like
that? I think so. Yeah.
You feel you could do that, but do people actually do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm, they do.
Okay. They do now. Mm-hmm. So a while back, you couldn't do that.
When you first moved here, where were the were there certain sections where blacks lived?
Yeah.
What were the sections?
What to call uptown? The black section. Well, downtown, they call them.
Where you live?
I live downtown, that's what they call them. And then up, what they call that? Up in the alley. That's what they call
up
that.
Up in the alley?
So downtown in the alley?
Uptown. They call that up in the alley.
Up in the alley and downtown.
So blacks mostly lived in how many sections of Roswell then?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so now you'll find blacks living all over Roswell.
They live anywhere.
What about whites? Do you find any whites living in up in the living downtown and in the alley?
Not in the areas where we live.
Where
blacks used to live there.
So they won't live in a house that a black person used to live in.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
So it's pretty much the blacks will go out, but not the whites will come in.
Right.
Okay. Now, what about Atlanta? Because since you've lived here, Atlanta's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Hadn't it? Did you? I talked to somebody here before, and they said that there used to be a long time ago a car or a bus that would come through town and take people into Atlanta. Is that right? It's called a jitney or something like that? That might have been a white people thing.
It might have been.
How interesting, though. I didn't know. I'd never even heard of that. Maybe that was a white people thing. You had to, like, pay money to get a ride into Atlanta or something like that when the roads were still
Well,
dirt
a bus
roads?
Used to... Well, that was on the highway, though. A bus, if you wanted to go to Atlanta, catch the bus, you would go up down
so
the corner
do
and catch the bus.
Like the Greyhound bus.
Okay.
Not like MARTA.
Right.
So did blacks use that? Could blacks use that? Take this Greyhound type bus to go to Atlanta?
Okay.
All right.